Hi, and welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. So far, more than 80,000 Americans have recorded an interview with us. And through their voices, we often hear about forgotten events in this country's history. Kenneth Honeycutt grew up in New London, Texas. At StoryCorps, he looked back 75 years to an explosion in a school building there. It was caused by a gas leak and claimed the lives of nearly 300 students and teachers.
I was very close to the building when it happened. I was 8 and in the 3rd grade. My younger brother Baxter and I were playing outside, and there was the loudest explosion that you can imagine. It happened at 3:10 in the afternoon, about 20 minutes before school would have been dismissed. As a matter of fact, all of the school buses were already lined up to take the kids home. I had a lot of relatives going to school then. My cousin Forrest was in the 6th grade, my aunt Elson in the 10th grade. Forrest was killed. My aunt Elson had back injuries, but the major effect on her was emotional. She lived a very anxiety-filled life from then on. This event seared my brain for life. I can remember almost every detail of it. And I had led a life of crime up to that point. I had snitched a few things from a grocery store across from us. And I felt that God had punished me by causing this school to blow up. And that remained something that I truly believed, almost until I was an adult. But the effect I still feel today.
That's Kenneth Honeycutt remembering the New London school explosion of 1937. He told that story to his wife, Gay, in Knoxville, Tennessee. And you can learn more about what Kenneth witnessed at StoryCorps.org. I'm Michael Garofalo, and this has been the StoryCorps podcast. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.